So this is part two of the boo, noticing the boo, what happened in the boo. So in the longer boo, where one has recorded all day long, as in segments, in Mac's boo, I noticed that he becomes more intimate. And there's a tendency when we just record boos, the first boo of the day particularly, is almost like you're walking in and shaking hands in a meeting. You know, hello, how are you, type of affair going on. And then during the day, in that environment, for instance, if people were coming in and out, you would just pick up the conversation. Yeah, that's what it is. You would pick up the conversation where it was left off. And I have a tendency to do that, most annoyingly for some of my friends. I will pick up a conversation that was had a week ago or last night and just continue it. And people find that a little frustrating sometimes because they're not in my head. And so they're not quite at the place where I'm at, not on the same page. made me think of the Kindle then. So, but then if we boo through the day, actually there's that's it's exactly the same thing, isn't it? We carry on the conversation as if whomever is listening is already on the same page. So I really enjoyed that. I enjoyed the intimacy of it and the flow and the natural feel and the little stories and the change of moods. The the move from being cold in the morning and just starting out and not knowing how the day was going to feeling like noticing what was going on around, then the sort of funny bike story, and then just moving through the day and Mac's mood and his giggle and all of that. It was really nice. It was lovely. And I think you couldn't probably do that in a 3-minute boo, where you're just doing the day in the life, but it's just 3 minutes. Anyway, those are my thoughts. Have a wonderful day. I'm off for day 3 of my True Colours workshop. And boo you all later.